Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today is entitled, Today's Hurt Can Be Tomorrow's Help. In the book of Joshua, chapters 7 and 8, we have an account of how that the nation of Israel relied on something in the past, and it brought to them great loss. They relied on a past victory and failed to look to the Lord who gave the victory, and they found themselves hurting greatly. Chapter 7, when Joshua instructs the men to go and view the country that they were about to take, the city of Ai. And they went and they returned to Joshua and said unto him, Let not all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai, and make not all the people to labor thither. For there are but few, or they are but few. This was the opposite of what had happened when Moses sent the spies into the land many years earlier. There were those who went in, the 10 spies said, Why, we're but grasshoppers. There are giants in that land. We can't take that land. Let's get away from here. And they were ready to flee the site. Joshua and Caleb, on the other hand, said, Let's go up at once. They were ready to move forward. They saw the God of the land, and the people saw the giants in the land. Well, needless to say, the people turned back and they found themselves wandering in the wilderness. And so what they saw proved to be their hurt, a great loss for them. Well, today's hurt can be tomorrow's help. In this portion of Scripture in the book of Joshua, in chapter 6, the walls of Jericho had been brought down by the Lord. The city of Jericho had been taken. The inhabitants of the city were destroyed. Now the people of Israel were rejoicing at the victory they've known. Now it's time for the next battle. And this time they look and they say, Why, don't send that many people. They are but a few. Now they did the opposite of what the other spies had done. The giants were there. We can't take it. There are but a few. We can take it. We don't need God's help this time. And they went forward, not knowing that there was sin in the camp. And as long as sin is in the mix, then there is uncertainty in the product. There is an unsure mix. You do not know how things are going to turn out, an unpredictable end when sin is in the mix. And it was. But when we come to the point of where the Lord deals with the sin and it's corrected, then they go into battle. In Joshua chapter 8, the Lord said unto Joshua, Fear not, neither be thou dismayed. take all the people of war with thee, and arise, go up to Ai. See, I have given it into thy hand. So the Lord was the one who was to give the victory. Another thought along this line is yesterday's help can be today's hurt, and that's what we have seen. The people were looking on yesterday's victory and thinking, well, because we prevailed yesterday, certainly we can prevail today. We are able to do this when you leave the Lord out. Now, the other, when you bring sin in, the end is not going to be as you expected it to be. You cannot predict the end when sin is in. When you leave the Lord out, you cannot predict the victory. You think that, why, we can rely on our own numbers. As they even said, don't send everybody up. Just 3,000 or 4,000 will handle this. Didn't even ask the Lord. Didn't even seek the face of the Lord for victory and for help. Now, the Lord had told them at the outset that he would give them the victory in the land. But even though that is the case, we still must continually look to the Lord for each step of the way. That's what faith is. Faith is believing in the Word of God, guiding by the Word of God, and never in our positive attitude or in the great number of forces that we can amass to surround us and or a plan that we can construct that will lead us. No, that's not to be the source of our hope and help, but our daily walk with the Lord, our daily talk to Him, our moment-by-moment reliance upon Him. So many times you will think that those things that hurt you will destroy you. No, the things that hurt many times are those things that cull away those destructive elements in the life, those things that are not helpful to us. And the Lord uses hurting moments to help us. He uses the sharp knife to prune us so that we can bear greater fruit for Him. And so as the children of Israel listened to the Lord, this time they relied on the Lord. They walked with Him, trusted in Him. They were able to see exceedingly great victory. And the Lord's plan was quite different from their plan. They said 3,000 or 4,000, send them up. The Lord said unto them, bring all the people, and they will go forth. The Lord put together a plan that showed them that God's way is always superior. Even if you think that you are strong enough to move one step, you're deceived. We must always look to Him. God's way is always forward, even when it looks like we are going backwards or even when there is pain. Join us again for Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.